That was a set of tunes called John Brown, The Lost Indian, and Sail Away Ladies from the CD Roots of the Banjo Tree by the group from Ireland called We Banjo 3, who are going to be playing at the Independent Media Center on the Piper's Hut Concert Series in downtown Urbana tonight, 4 o'clock, for a show that starts at 8 o'clock here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm very pleased to welcome, actually, as they're on the road to us here, the leader of the group, who is Enda Skahill. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, Kevin. Good to talk to you.
Hope your travels are going fine.
So far, so good.
Are you on a around the U.S. tour at the moment?
We are. We're in America for 7 weeks. We just started in Dublin Irish Fest in Ohio, and we're going to finish up on the 20th of September in Wisconsin, and we're covering 4,500 miles between now and then. So we have a lot of nights.
Yeah, a few more miles than there are in Ireland, I guess.
You'd have to go around the coast a few times to build that up, I'd say.
Well, so we're right at the start of the tour. Curiosity about just the name and the concept, and maybe even before that, a question of ignorance on my part. How common is the banjo in Ireland? For some reason, I tend to think of it as an American phenomenon.
Well, yeah, I suppose most people think of it as an American instrument, and it's known as the American folk instrument, I guess. There's loads of Irish banjo players now. I guess Barney McKenna from the Dubliners back in the 60s is the one that really made it popular. And then in the 70s and 80s, you had Kieran Hanrahan with Stockton's Wing, and then Jerry O'Connor, who I guess is synonymous with modern Irish banjo. But in the last 20 years, there are literally thousands of banjo players in Ireland. It's very, very popular now.
And playing generally Irish music, traditional Irish music, or playing lots of different kinds of things on the banjo? Oh.
Yeah, mostly traditional Irish, because I guess the Irish banjo is four-string, so it's different from the American instrument, which has got five strings. So there wouldn't be that many playing bluegrass or old-time or anything like that on this. It would be predominantly Irish music.
But your own mix is, well, it's a mix.
It is, or a mix-up.
Yeah, what would be your way of describing your mix of music for We Banjo 3?
I suppose we put the band together as a bit of an exploration, really. And we started out, I guess, with three banjos, hence the name We Banjo 3. So it was myself and two brothers, Martin and David Howley, both former students of mine, so I knew that they were excellent musicians and also very good guys. So what we wanted to explore was kind of the journey of the banjo and the journey of banjo music. And hence the name of our album, Roots of the Banjo Tree. So, you know, we dip into minstrel music and old-time, ragtime, bluegrass, and then the modern developments in Irish music. And we took pieces from each of those eras and then, I guess, played them with our own modern twist to it as well. And in recent years, or in the recent times, rather, nearly a year ago now, we've added my brother Fergal to the band on fiddle and guitar. And on Boron, which I suppose makes the name a little bit unusual. We banjo three, and there's four of us, but we do only three of us play banjo.
Well, that is the first thing I noticed was, We banjo three, four people. So Fergal gets to be the extra wheel, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, as we like to say, as Fergal likes to say, the band needed at least one musician.
That sounds like old time or Irish equivalent of the viola joke.
Yeah, probably.
I noticed that Martin, for example, has won a bunch of All Ireland banjo championships.
Yes.
As long as the banjo has been in Ireland, have there also been All-Ireland banjo competitions along with the other traditional instruments?
No, I don't know when it actually came in, but it certainly wouldn't be there as long as, you know, the much more established instruments such as fiddle and accordion and flute. I know that there was certainly All-Ireland championships being won back in the 60s, and there wouldn't really have been anyone playing banjo. But, like, you know, concertina, for instance, only came into the competition era in the last 20 years as well. So there are new instruments being added all the time.
Oh, really? That surprised me for some reason. For those who don't know, concertina is essentially a small accordion or a small accordion-like instrument.
Exactly, yeah.
Which I certainly think of as traditional Irish. So that didn't get started for a while, huh?
Yeah, well, concertina would have European origins. And I suppose as does the fiddle, you know, in the classical era, and the accordion as well. I suppose the only traditional Irish instrument is the harp. It's the only uniquely Irish instrument.
Well, that was going to be my next question. What were the original Irish instruments? And that's in that case the small harp, certainly not the large concert harp.
No, exactly that. And in actual fact, the original Irish harp is a lot smaller even than the one that you would see kind of played now, which is probably halfway between the original Irish harp and the large concert harp. So what's commonly known as the Irish harp now is a kind of an in-between size.
So the small one would have been sort of a held on the lap kind of thing?
Yeah, or up on a stool, and it was strung differently. It had steel strings as well. There's a brilliant player, I think his name is Paul Dooley. I'm not certain whether he has recorded or not, but he plays the original Irish harp with steel strung. And it's a very, very nice sound. Because the what's kind of common now with Irish harp players would be largely gut strum. There's a much softer sound. The other one is quite steely sounding, but it's a really interesting sound.
I don't imagine that adding a harp to Wee Banjo 3 would quite fit, or would it?
It certainly wouldn't fit in our car.
Well, I guess
enough pressure.
that's a pretty important consideration when you're on a tour like this one. Well,
I wouldn't like to travel with a harp or a double bass.
No, well, since we are talking about banjos, I thought I'd play from this CD the one tune that has four banjos. So that would be the three original members of the group plus a fourth person you're adding?
Yeah, this is a friend of ours from Bath in the UK called Leon Hunt. He's a great musician.
And these are, is Over the Waterfall also a polka? We have the Liberty Polka as well.
Yeah, they're two old-time polkas. Oh, we learned them from the Nashville Mandolin Ensemble.
An ensemble that actually has a connection to the University of Illinois here in Urbana-Champaign. Paul Zahn was the director of that the late Paul Zahn was the director of that for some time. Here are Wee Banjo 3 on Live and Local from their CD Roots of the Banjo Tree. They'll be in Urbana for a concert tonight at 8 o'clock. Over the Waterfall and the Liberty Polka, played by Wee Banjo 3. In this case, three banjos plus a guest banjo player. The four members of Wee Banjo 3, oddly enough, are Enda and Fergal Scahill, and Martin and David Howley, with Martin and David being students of Enda. How much of your time do you spend teaching versus touring yourself?
At the moment, I suppose I taught for about 20 years. I've written a couple of books, tutorials on the Irish banjo, but I haven't taught really in the last maybe 3 years. My wife had a little boy, and so he's going to take up all the slack time. Plus, it's kind of hard to teach banjo lessons when he's asleep in the next room when you eventually get him to sleep.
Yeah, I imagine.
I'll go back to it eventually when I have time again, but... Wee Banjo 3 has kind of taken off in a really big way in the last 6 months, so we have tons of work coming in. So we'll see that the teaching might take a back seat for another while.
Yeah, I bet. I know this CD is your first, correct?
Yes, that's right.
And so how long has the group been around?
We did our first gig in 2009, then my son was born, so we kind of took a year off. And we won a national award in kind of mid-2011, It's an award from the government called the Young Music Wide Award. So we're part funded by the Arts Council in Ireland for 3 years. So when that happened, we kind of got serious and committed to the whole thing and recorded the album. And since that came out, we came out to America last year. We played Milwaukee Irish Fest. And on foot of that weekend, we booked out the entire summer this year. We're booked up until the end of this year. The stuff coming in now for next year. It's been really, really busy. Lots of really exciting things happening.
Well, that's fantastic for you. Curious about this, since you mentioned awards, from liveireland.com, New Group of the Year and Concert of the Year winners.
Yeah.
How important is that in the scheme of things in Ireland?
They make a huge difference. They really do. Concert of the Year was for one of our concerts at Milwaukee Irish Fest last year. We had a brilliant time. We did 7 concerts in 4 days. Great crowds, and I guess New Group of the Year was our first time to play in America. We went on the storm in Milwaukee. We were so happy because we were nervous enough coming over our first time to see how the band would be received, and we had a huge reception. And back home in Ireland, the album won Irish Times Album of the Year, which is the main national newspaper and a very prestigious award to win, so we were really, really happy with that too.
I like the on your website you have a quote from actually somebody at Mid Tennessee State University, a fellow named Paul Wells, and I guess he's referring to the CD. He says you're about to hear something new, something fresh, something daring, and etc. And I wonder if when you set out to do what you're doing, were new, fresh, and daring what you had in your mind, or did that is that just what came out?
No, well, absolutely it was, because I suppose I've been on the scene for a good number of years and done a good bit of touring and traveling and recording and everything. And I suppose over the last number of years, there's been more new bands and more CDs been released in Ireland than ever before. And to try and stand out from the crowd, you need to try and do something different. And it had almost become stagnant, in that there was band after band after band bringing out a CD, and they all began to sound a little bit the same. So I wanted to do something completely different. Now, I did wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning for about 6 months going, what have I done? A band, 3 banjos.
Yeah.
But it's worked out in our favor, yeah. And the idea, the fact that it's different, certainly helped us, yeah.
And the biggest difference is the number of banjos, or is it also the mix of the Irish and the old time and the bluegrass?
Yeah, it's the whole theme behind the band is different, and the fact that we've gone and, you know, as an Irish band, gone and taken influences from, you know, the origins of the banjo, really, from old time and bluegrass, and then merged that all together. And, you know, we tried to make it fresh. And we tried not to kind of slavishly just recreate old-time music or bluegrass music. I think we put something that's different together.
Well, it certainly does sound fresh and refreshing to me. We've talked about having 3 tenor banjos, but pretty much everybody in the group plays multiple instruments, I believe.
We do, yes. Yeah, and sing as well. Dave is an incredible singer. He plays banjo and guitar. I play banjo and mandolin. Martin plays banjo and mandolin. When we can, we bring a little tenor guitar with us. We don't have it on the tour now, just for logistical reasons. And then Fergal is fiddle, guitar. He's a brilliant mandolin player, and he also plays the Irish drum, the baron. And we all jump up and down a bit too.
And jump up and down, is that as in dancing or not quite?
It's not really dancing. It could be construed as dancing.
so more like jumping up and down.
Well, I think I nailed it the first time, Kevin.
Okay. I note on your list of instruments there's also something here called the banjolin, as in a combination of banjo and mandolin.
Yeah, we didn't bring that either because it's impossible to keep in tune. And it's quite difficult to play. But we do bring it out every now and again. It's a very old instrument. It is a combination of a banjo and a mandolin. There is an instrument called a banjo mandolin, and then there's a banjolin, and I'm not really sure what the difference is between the two of them. But
well, I can't say that I've seen either one, so I can't add anything to that. You mentioned that there are certainly vocals going on, and there are a number on this CD. Here's one that I quite enjoyed, partly because of the drone that goes on here. It sets up a different sort of feel to it. It's called Lonesome Road. Who's doing the lead vocal here, and then who's the woman who is joining?
Yeah, lead vocalist David Howley, and we had guest vocals then from a friend of ours from Dublin called Louise Holden. She plays in an old-time band called I Draw Slow. They've been recently very successful in America and in Ireland.
Lonesome Road is the song. It comes from the CD Roots of the Banjo Tree by the group Wee Banjo 3, straight out of Ireland. They're touring the States right now, and they're coming to Urbana tonight. You don't want to miss them at the Independent Media Center for an 8 o'clock show. This is Live and Local.
Look up, look down, that lonesome road. Hang down
your head.
Hang down your head and cry.
Lonesome Road by Wee Banjo 3, with vocals here by David Howley. And also, I started to write her name down, and I didn't. Tell me again.
Louise Holden from I Draw Slow.
Louise Holden, and that is the voice of Enda Scahill, who is the leader of the band Wee Banjo 3 from Ireland, who are playing in Urbana for a show tonight. You're hearing this conversation on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. When you're putting your programs together, or your CDs together, or just, I guess, really mean just your repertoire in general, where do you go hunting for the music?
I think in previous years in Ireland, a lot of musicians, or certainly albums that I was involved with before, we go to the Traditional Music Archive in Dublin, which is houses loads of old recordings. We took a more modern stint on it, and I found most of the stuff on YouTube.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I found Lonesome Road on YouTube. I just did a Google, kind of a YouTube search for old-time music and bluegrass music, and there's amazing stuff up there. Because people are recording themselves and putting it up, and there's bands putting themselves up. So you come across an awful lot of, you know, that they're not professional recordings, but there's some great music up there. So that's where we got a lot of the material. And you mentioned Paul Wells there from, formerly of Mid Tennessee State University, and he was involved there in a massive archive of both Irish and American folk music, and he was very helpful and sent me on some very old 78 recordings of Irish music and American music. And there's a great archive in America as well. I know that the name of it is going to escape me, but I have some friends in Chicago who have access to that, and so they were sending me on bits and pieces as well. So between all of that, we cobbled it all together.
Well, I know the long tradition is, of course, to learn by listening to somebody else who may be right in front of you, and I suppose YouTube is sort of the equivalent of that, or can be the equivalent of that now.
Mm-hmm.
Allows anybody, you can be at the feet of anybody across the world to learn a new tune.
Right. Yes, that's right. Yeah, the world is wide open, and you have access to absolutely everything now.
I was a little curious whether how much of an American old-time scene there is in Ireland, to know whether there might have been some American bands that come over there and pick up some tunes that way. Is it?
There are. I'd say there's probably more interest in old-time than there is in bluegrass. And there would be quite a number of old-time bands and old-time influences. I suppose no more than in America, the influence of the Coen Brothers film, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, yeah.
that was a major deal in Ireland. And, you know, out of that, there was a huge interest in old-time music came out of that. So the likes of I Draw Slow, Louise, that recorded on our album, I mean, they're a really big band in Ireland. There's lots of old-time bands.
Is there much jamming that goes on between American old-time or for that matter, Irish old-time groups traditional?
There would be. Yeah. I mean, there's little enclaves around the country that have old-time sessions. And there's actually, well, I think there's one or two bluegrass festivals in Ireland as well. There's one in Poma, which is up in the north. And there's one down in the east coast as well. There's two that I know. What there are a lot of in the last number of years in Ireland would be what they call a kind of Americana and folk roots festivals, which they would be new things in the last number of years, whereas you have a lot of folk festivals and you have a lot of rock festivals, and that the Americana thing has taken off in the last 5 or 6 years.
Well, I certainly do have run across a lot of young bands. You said earlier that there is an incredible resurgence in the last number of years, and it seems so many times I see a quote from somebody describing this or that band as among the most celebrated and distinguished young musicians in Ireland today. And I'm thinking, geez, there seem to be an awful lot of celebrated and distinguished young musicians. And you've got three of them in the band there.
Yeah. Well, I guess if you flew over Ireland and dropped a penny out of the airplane, you'd probably hit a world-class fiddler, you know.
There's a lot of it going on, and it's a lot of fun for us to have it over here in Champaign-Urbana, courtesy of the Piper's Hut Concert Series, which is curated by Dean Karras. I wanted to play from your CD this set of tunes, If We Hadn't Any Women in the World, and then the New Irish Barn Dances. What types of dances are these?
They're barn dances, which are a very old type of dance. Dance music, I guess Irish music originally is a dance music before it became a performance music, and so this will be an old type of dance called a barn dance. And the connection with the banjo with these tunes, one of the most famous Irish banjo players and one of the pioneers of Irish banjo was a guy called Mike Flanagan. He was one of three brothers that emigrated to America in the 1920s. And they became very, very famous in New York and recorded an awful lot of sides, I guess they were called, or 78s. So they would be associated with both of these tunes, particularly the second one, the New Irish Barn Dance.
And how many banjos have we got going on in this one?
Three. I think, if I remember correctly, a double bass.
All right. It's from Roots of the Banjo Tree, with the group We Banjo 3, though there are four of them, and they're going to be in Urbana for a concert tonight at 8. This is Live and Local. Couple of barn dances. The second one, the new Irish Barn Dance. The first one, If We Hadn't Any Women in the World, which is a wonderful name for a tune, played by We Banjo 3 here on Live and Local. You can catch them at the Independent Media Center in Urbana tonight at 8 o'clock on the Piper's Hut Concert Series. Since you mentioned, and I should say my guest this on Live and Local today, Enda Skyhill, who's the leader of the band, and two of the guys, your students, one, your brother, is it clearly for you and them a mentor-mentee sort of relationship in this band, or now that the band's going, is it four peers?
Very much four peers. I think maybe for the first month or so when we were getting the whole thing together, it might have been the other way around, but we all have our own individual roles in the band, very much equality from both the kind of a management of the band and also from the creative side as well. Everybody brings something very, very different and very unique to the band. We all, I guess because we're two sets of brothers, we all get on very well. And Yeah, everybody brings something worthwhile to the party.
And does that include to making the arrangements, assuming you're the one that usually finds the tunes?
For the first album, I did most of the research, I guess, because the project, in its infancy, was my idea, so I would have sourced a lot of it. But now we're writing stuff. Dave is bringing out some really great songs, so we're planning a new album next year, and we're going to do some of his own compositions on that, some stuff that we're going to write ourselves. And now that everyone has a strong influence in the band, each member is bringing ideas, arrangements and tunes into it, so the new album will be something different again.
Which actually raises the question, what's the balance on this CD, the current CD, of original versus found items, or is it all traditional on here so far?
It's all traditional, or has been written. There's a Liz Carroll tune on there, and so there will be some modern compositions, and a lot of them very old traditional songs and traditional compositions. But there's nothing of our own on this one. On the new one, please God, there'll be a good bit more original material.
So for it's a young band, and it is evolving rather quickly. Sounds like
it is. Yes, it's certainly grown a life of its own, and we're enjoying the ride so far.
Speaking of rides, I know you're closing in fast on Urbana now, so you can do the concert tonight, and I'll let you finish the drive, although I should say that you're not the one driving at the moment, so I'm glad to know.
I can multitask, but I'm not doing that one.
No, not the wisest thing to do, at least not for this length of time. And it's a pleasure to talk with you, and drive safely the rest of the trip, and we'll all look forward to seeing you at the Independent Media Center, downtown Urbana, tonight at 8 o'clock. If anyone would like more information on the group WeBanjo3, that's their web address, WeBanjo3, and it's the numeral 3.com. And let's actually going to wrap things up temporarily. We'll come back with one more from this album with a lovely, lovely sort of low-key tune simply called Air Tune on Live and Local from Roots of the Banjo Tree.